Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Big Four podcast with Luke and Lee. Luke, say hello.
Hello.
Excellent, Luke. Nice job there. So this is historic. This is our very first podcast. So this is going to be one like a collector's item, right? You're going to want to record this and keep this around somewhere. Luke, how excited are you to do this?
I'm pretty excited.
Pretty? Like on a scale of 1 to 100, what would you say?
Probably a 4.
Probably a 4 out of 100.
Yes, I'd say that.
And 100 is the top, and 0 is the lowest, and you're at just a 4.
I mean, I guess.
Okay, that doesn't seem like you're very excited. But anyhow.
No, I'm stoked.
You're stoked. Okay, maybe 94 is what you're thinking here. So, okay, Luke, this is, like I said, the first podcast of the Big Four. Tell me a little bit about the Big Four, because you are the brainchild of the Big Four.
I really like enjoy sports. I really admire like analysts and journalists. Like it's pretty obvious one, but like Stephen A. Smith and like we once saw the ESPN
Jimmy Pitaro and
Mike Greenberg.
Yes.
Yeah, Greeny. Which is really nice, and I kind of always wanted to start a podcast like this to just, like, you know, like, because who doesn't want to hear about sports? Who doesn't want to hear about a 12-year-old yap about sports for 20 minutes?
I mean, that's an excellent question. Now, here's a basic question, but very important. What is the Big Four? What does that mean?
Well, the Big Four is, at least in the United States, do not think anywhere else these are the Big Four, but the Big Four is the top sports in America, which is basketball, football, hockey, and baseball. In some other places, it might be soccer, but that's what we're going off of.
Okay, and do you know, they say sometimes there's a Big Five. You know what the fifth one is?
Soccer.
The Challenge.
As in the show.
Yeah, the show. But we could talk about that later. Anyhow, we could talk about that later. That'll be like an offshoot of the Big Four. We'll be a Big Five. We'll talk about the Challenge. But I'm very excited to be here. This is an incredible opportunity. And I'm excited to hear Luke talk a lot about these Big Four sports. And I'll talk a little bit about them. So let's go into, how about we go into the first, anything else you want to say other than going into the first sport? Like, where are we doing this from?
We're doing this from the Westport Library.
And Westport is where?
In Connecticut.
Excellent.
Beautiful mountaintops.
Beautiful mountaintops of Westport, Connecticut. Okay, so let's shoot into our first sport here. Let's pick basketball.
Okay.
Luke, so kind of when we're recording this, it's 2014. It's in June.
Not 2014, Dad. That is 10 years ago.
10 years ago. So, okay, sorry.
Right. I would be 2 at the time.
You'd be
I'm
2.
Not
this
two.
Would be very difficult to do a podcast if you were 2.
No, I'm not 2.
Okay, you're not 2. Okay, you can verify that. So 2024, and something big happened yesterday, which is they have crowned a new NBA champion. So, Luke, tell us what happened.
I mean, yeah, Boston, the one seed has just absolutely dominated Dallas with their defense. Just absolutely outworn Luka, which is big part in how they won. Most importantly, they surpassed the Lakers, tied with the most championships in NBA history, which is 18, which is just incredible. If you think about it, what, with the 78 seasons or something like that in the NBA, they've almost won a quarter of them, which is just incredible.
So the Boston Celtics have an incredible history, like you're right. They had a general manager and coach. His name is Red Auerbach. I don't know if a 12-year-old knows that name.
I know him.
You know him? Okay. And there's a famous center called Bill Russell. Have you heard of Bill Russell?
How could I not?
Okay, incredible player. And so now you have two players, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So are we going to talk about those two like we talk about the Celtic greats?
Yes.
So by winning one championship, are they the great? Are they now, we can talk about them? Are they the best players in the NBA, best players of their time?
Well, recently they both, they're with Kobe and Shaq in, I think it's like 450 points scored in a playoff combined. So, like, both of them combined have scored 450 points in the playoffs. I believe that's the stat line. And only Kobe and Shaq are the only other duo to do that, which is, once again, another Lakers. So they are really head-to-head. But I'd say, you know, Jaylen Brown got the finals MVP, so that's big for him. Also got the Eastern Conference Finals MVP, which is a little shocking to me. He's just all around just an incredible player. Jason Tatum's incredible, too. I think some people could argue about whether it should have been Jason Tatum as the MVP, but, like, another thing that doesn't show up is the defensive stat line. Like, yes, Jason Tatum averaged, I think it was, he either averaged or got 31 points in that last game, and Jason Tatum only got 21. But one thing they don't show on the stat line is the defensive stats, and that's just something that Jaylen Brown just did all around great in.
Okay, Luke, I have two more questions for you. First question is, do you predict that the duo of Brown and Tatum with the Celtics will win another championship?
I think possibly. I mean, they got Big Al, the championship, which is kind of their goal of the season, you know, 38 years old. But I don't think that's going to stop them from pushing anymore. I mean, they're going to get some, they could get some losses over the offseason. Not that I particularly know of right now. But I think if the way that, I think, call me a biased person as a Knicks fan, but I think the Celtics got a I think they deserve it, but I think they got a very easy path to the finals.
So will they win another championship?
Considering if the injuries happen again, which was this year in the playoffs and stuff, I think they will.
Okay, wow. Okay, that is the first Big Four prediction. That is the first Big Four prediction from Luke. Okay, Luke, last question is, what's your interest level in the Olympics? And you know, Olympic basketball is going to be kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, the USA Olympic team is absolutely stacked. I mean, I heard that Jason Tatum could potentially be the shooting guard. I mean, just imagine some short shooting guard from Sweden just guarding Jason Tatum. I mean, that would be an absolute cheat code. I mean, the roster just goes on and on with superstars, with people like Bam Adebayo, Donovan Mitchell, LeBron, Curry, Devin Booker, KD, and then it just keeps going. I mean, just superstar after superstar. And I think, I mean, last year we thought they were going to win, but I think this year they definitely have massive potential.
Okay, Luke, so interest level 0 to 100, 100 being most interested ever, where are you at for the Olympics?
Me personally, I know people are crazy about it. I'm not a big Olympic guy, but I think it'd be great if we won.
Can you give me a number?
46.
46, okay. And what's your prediction, gold, silver, bronze, or no medal for the USA Olympic team
in
basketball?
I think, you look at Serbia, you look at France. France has some very great young people. Serbia, what's the other place? That's like Jokic's.
Serbia. Yeah, Serbia.
Yeah, Serbia. Sure. And then there's another.
Australia's going to be good. Canada's going to be good.
Yeah, Canada's going to be good.
So what's your prediction? Gold, silver, bronze.
Where's Doncic from?
Gold, silver, bronze, Luke.
I think, let's see where Doncic is from. He's from, Slovenia. So Slovenia. I think Slovenia could also be up there, too. I mean, considering what we've seen in the previous years, you just see that, like, it can, for example, like SGA on Canada, it can be a one-man show and they can beat a bunch of superstars. I mean, in 2020, we saw the Brooklyn Nets, an absolute super team, and they got out in, like, the first round of the playoffs.
Okay, Luke, gold, silver, bronze, no medal for the USA team?
I got no medal.
No medal?
I say it's either.
Wow.
I say it's either gold or no medal.
Wow.
I don't think they're getting bronze.
That is the second prediction ever on the Big Four podcast. Okay, Luke, we're going to now transition to football. Okay, so it is off season for pro football. College football is kind of about to start to gear up here. So pro football, anything going on here? I mean, the Jets just had a controversy, which is,
yeah.
You know, any day is controversy, right? I mean,
yeah,
Aaron Rodgers didn't show up. Anything about, you know, you want to talk Jets, you want to talk anything pro football, you want to go to college football?
Well, just to sum up with just a little bit of pro football, not that I know of, nothing crazy has happened compared to last year in the offseason. Some pretty good signings, but, I mean, it's hard to be a Jets fan these days because, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is just, he's quite the person. But at the end of the day, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He has the potential to lead the Jets to the first playoffs since, the dinosaurs.
Wow. I'm not going to ask you for a Super Bowl prediction yet or for a Jets prediction yet because we're going to save that for future Big Four podcast. So you're going to want to come back here to hear your predictions on that. Now, college football is coming up. A big deal is there's a video game coming out here too. So, I mean, tell us about that.
I mean, Lee certainly doesn't know a lot about this because
this is your part. This
right
is your
age
section
of 50.
Yes.
So, this should be me here, I believe. And well, you know, a game is gonna be very exciting when you check the reviews and the reviews say "God bless America." After $25,000 in debt, I finally get to pay for another video game. I mean, we haven't had a college football game since I think it was 2011.
Maybe you were 1 year old.
Yeah, I think I was maybe not even born yet.
Okay.
And, it's just crazy to think that EA has finally decided to make one. Kind of sad that some big legends are going to not be in the game, like Tim Tebow, Jabril Peppers, some other Devontae Smith, but like some Heismans that are Trevor Lawrence won't be in it. But that's not that big. It's just, It's gonna be quite the ride. And then coming with college football, we're Michigan fans. I think us personally, we're doing a great job in the recruiting. This morning we just landed Brady Hart. Was his name?
That's a Michigan name, Brady Hart.
Brady Hart,
quarterback
QB,
out of Florida,
class of out of Cocoa, Florida or something, Capoa, Florida or something. Class of 2026, composite top 100 in the nation, 4-star. And I think he has some massive potential, especially because we have some hard times recruiting quarterbacks. But, yeah.
So I would say your interest level in the EA college football video game has got to be around 100.
Yeah.
Is
I mean,
right?
I'll be at camp by the time it drops. Just watch out, guys. July 15th, internet will be broken.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Do not go on the internet July 15th when that game drops. Okay, Luke, so baseball, you and I are tortured Met fans. I apologize for that. I'll take the full blame for that. What's going on in baseball?
I mean, well, Mets currently have the highest winning streak in MLB right now with the 6-game winning streak. Just came off a great win last night, 14-2 versus the Rangers, which is just an all-out domination. I think the problem with us is we have pitchers like Tyler McGill, Jose Quintana, all these very under-average pitchers. And I think the reason why we're finally starting to pick it up is because those pitchers are starting to actually perform with less errors, very lower ERAs. And, hey, we're only one game behind the wild card spot, which is just incredible to think of, especially just because of last week. Couldn't even tell me that. I'd be shocked.
So, Luke, I'm going to pay you a compliment here. I'm going to give you some respect. Before you go to camp, you said, I want to go to a baseball game.
Yes.
Right? So you're like, this is what I want to do. I want to go to a baseball game. You just went to a baseball game a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Incredible game. I think final score was 5-1. We played the Padres. I mean, last time we saw the Padres, it was a heartbreak. 4-0, lost Game 3 in the wild card, season was over. But when we saw the We saw a pretty good lineup of the Padres. Once again, one of those pitchers that are under average, like Jose Quintana. And J.D. Martinez got 2 home runs, went 4-for-4 on the day, I think. Lindor is starting to play good. Alonso didn't have the best day. Struck out 3 times or twice, but he did get a double. But, yeah, the reason, main reason why we won that game was because Jose Quintana showed up, and he pitched very well throughout 6 innings, I believe. Gave up 1 run, 0 errors, 70 pitches, maybe 80 pitches.
Okay, Luke, and the fans want to know, what did you eat at the game?
I had a very nice hot dog. 33.8 fluid ounce smart water and French fries at Nathan's.
What about ice cream?
No ice cream.
Wow.
We were at section 316.
Wow. Okay, no ice cream. That is, I would not have predicted that.
But. He wouldn't let me.
Okay, all right. Okay, and so the last sport of the Big Four, and it's probably always the last sport, sorry, hockey, is hockey. What's going on with hockey, Luke?
I mean, with the finals and everything, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. I mean, we're Islanders fans, kind of get disappointed every year. It's kind of happened with the Rangers, too. 2 New York teams losing back-to-back years in the semifinals, which the Islanders had versus Tampa Bay, I think, 2018, 2019, in that span or something around that. We have Florida and Edmonton, which is an all-out battle right now to be crowned Stanley Cup champions. Florida has the edge, up 3-1 coming into their home game tonight at 8. I mean, but you never know, because, like, down 3-0, and when you're in an elimination game, which showed the other night, I mean, Edmonton, that might have been the biggest blowout, not of the playoffs, but of the season, of the year. 8-1, absolutely just all-out crazy. Especially with them, but at the same time, same thing happened with the Dallas Mavericks. They destroyed Celtics in Game 4 to avoid the sweep, and then they lost. So we'll have to see what happens tonight. Connor McDavid, Stuart Skinner to show up, but at the same time, it's evenly matched with Matthew to Chuck, I think. Ford also has a lot of superstars, as long as to Chuck. But yeah, I think it's going to be a battle tonight. I think it should be very close. At the end of the day, though, I think Florida will pull it out tonight for the win.
So let me ask you one last question here, Luke. In the Stanley Cup and in hockey, there's a lot of, like, good traditions, right? Yes. I mean, do you have a favorite tradition that happens around the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yes, probably. Well, another thing that's also really cool is, like, when a team wins and you actually stay in the game when your dad doesn't force you to leave because of traffic, teams actually have like a tradition. Like, I know the Islanders, like, put up their sticks and, like, and it goes like ba ba da da da, yeah, and, like, there's just, like, a tradition for all of their teams. I know it's also really cool. I know this happens during the regular season, too. When a team scores, there's, like, a special song, special chant. But probably, I don't really think there's anything too special about this. There's just a tradition that's going on, once again, since the dinosaur ages. Not shaving their beard, which my dad is currently trying not to do, and it's very annoying.
I'm trying to do that. It is funny you say that. That is my favorite tradition. You're right. I'm trying to do that. And I guess
it's not working.
Luke, there's a rumor you're going to try to do this through middle school. Is that true?
Huh?
Let your, you know, be grow a, you know, not shave for all of middle school. Is that true?
That is the worst question I've ever had.
That's the worst question we ever had. Okay.
Why is that question? Why? It's sports, Dad.
It's sports. You're right.
What
okay.
is this question?
I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize here. So, Luke, is there anything else we want to say here in the first inaugural Big Four podcast? Anything else? Anything else on your mind here as we kind of close it off here? Anything else going on?
I keep looking at the time because we should probably be gone by now. But I don't really have any time to say this, but... First off, once again, go Blue. But I think if you look at it, we have some really good recruits coming up. As a biased standpoint, this is completely biased. We probably don't, but Kanoa Winston, four-star composite,
right?
Top 40 in the nation, safety. Got him the other day. Great. Basketball, we're doing great in the transfer portal. Top 10 transfer portal rankings. Doug McDaniel's a big loss. We didn't really talk about college basketball. Talk about that maybe in a later podcast. But, yeah, I think that should sum it up.
Excellent. So, Luke, it is July of, not 2014, 2024.
It's not July, it's June.
Oh, my gosh. I can't get my date straight. Okay. We're next going to come back with the next podcast in August, right? So, for the fans of yours.
Guys, I'm going to be in camp for 7 weeks.
So, for the fans of yours, they got to hold on a little bit. But can you promise that there's going to be a podcast in August?
Yes, we promise. And if you guys do not come up to our house stacked with millions of people trying to get our autographs.
Yes, that's going
to
happen.
I know we're very famous, but
yes.
Please, we have to enjoy our days.
The private. We have to separate the podcast from the private life.
We're not ready for the millions of fans that will wait outside.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, when you get back from camp, about how often are we going to do a podcast?
I think so. It's every Sundays, and then we're going to have an article once every 3 days.
Okay. So,
and we might, depending on how much views we get, there might be some sponsors. There might be there might be a Spotify account. There might be Apple podcast account. Most importantly, there might be a subscription maybe that's like, exclusive podcast, extra podcast, extra articles, but that's for later. We don't need to worry about
that. That's for another time. So, yeah. If you're a potential sponsor, maybe you get in now or, you know, you get a good price now before this thing blows up.
City Field, if you're watching, please, we could use some Mets tickets.
Use some Mets tickets. So we need some Mets tickets. So we're going to come back in August. We're going to be doing, it sounds like a podcast every week. And,
yep, every Sunday.
And Luke, you'll be doing an article, it sounds like twice a week.
Yeah.
And we will be at the Big Four website, and we're going to give all that information out. So
yes, and this is it. Right before we wrap up, we also do some podcasts might like not be like global sports. Some podcasts might just be like sports inside our town, like a different perspective of Westport sports with like the high school, and there might be some videos of interviewing, and we don't know yet. We're just getting this started.
Love it. Love it.
All right.
Luke, fantastic job. 2 predictions I counted.
Yes.
We talked about the Mets, the Jets, Michigan.
No, there's another one.
Okay.
The one where I said Florida was going to win. That's 3.
Oh, 3. 3 predictions. Okay, 3 predictions. And maybe even a little review of the college football EA Sports game in August. Maybe that's a hook to get people to come back
in. It's either if I don't come for a podcast 1 week, it's probably because I'm going to be addicted to that game.
Yeah.
Free podcast.
I'm not going to be able to tear you away from the from the Xbox.
Awesome.
Okay, everybody. Luke, fantastic job. To all the fans out there, thank you for listening. Tune back in. We'll be back soon.
All right. See you guys.